Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. The Prophets alayhimus salam showed great examples of patience throughout their eras. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam faced many difficulties. Despite these difficulties, he remained steadfast upon preaching, upon conveying the message of Islam to the people. So the Prophets of the past, including our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, were offended by the people they addressed. The important message for us is that prophetic patience is something which we are inspired by. The patience of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in fact, all the messengers of Allah alayhi wa sallam. The examples of patience expressed by the prophets of the past alayhi wa sallam inspire us. These examples encourage us to be or remain steadfast upon the path of the Qur'an and Sunnah. Before I go through hadith narrations expressing this theme of prophetic patience, following our routine, I'm sharing with you a narration, a short narration, which expresses the importance of sending blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Wherever you are, send blessings upon me, for your sending blessings upon me reaches me." So this action of expressing a supplication of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it reaches the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This point on its own should encourage us to send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we express our love for the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending blessings upon him often. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam clearly expressed himself that he was sent to perfect the manners of mankind. In fact, all the Prophets alayhi wa sallam, they were sent to be followed. Their example was followed by the people they were sent to. And when we consider the conduct of the beloved Prophets alayhi wa sallam, we learn about their selflessness and their willingness to sacrifice. The first narration I would like to share with you is from Bukhari. The narration is as follows. An Abi Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal. It is reported by Abu Abdurrahman, namely Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. In this narration, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is relating his personal condition. He said, كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم. He says, it is as if I see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم relating an account of a prophet from the prophets عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu ta'ala shower his blessings upon them. He's relating his personal condition. It's like he's saying, I can imagine, or I see even now, it's as if I'm seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam relating a particular account. What was this account? The narration continues. ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح دم عن وجهه. He says that Prophet was beaten by his qawm, by his nation, to such an extent that he was covered in blood. And he says that Prophet was wiping the blood from his face. So the blood was flowing so much, it was dripping, and he was wiping it from his blessed face. This was the kind of difficulty he was facing. The narration continues, يقول, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. So as this prophet who was beaten by his nation and blood was flowing from his body, he's wiping the blood off his blessed face. He is, at the same time, he is expressing a supplication for his nation. What was this supplication? Oh, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi. Oh Allah, forgive my nation, for they do not know me. They do not know, meaning they do not know me. This was the supplication that that prophet was expressing. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was remembering our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam relating an account about a prophet who was beaten by his nation to such an extent that blood was flowing from his body, so much blood that he was actually wiping blood from his blessed face. And as he was doing this, he was praying for his nation, praying for their forgiveness. This was the kind of sacrifice, or this was the kind of patience that he expressed while he was preaching. Alama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi alayhi rahmah, he mentions in his commentary of Muslim that this narration, it expresses how compassionate that prophet was towards his nation, how patient he was, how much forbearance he had, how forgiving he was. He was praying for the guidance of his nation. Alama ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahmah, he writes in his Fathul Bari that that prophet was possibly Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, he faced a lot of persecution. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam was actually tortured. And Alama ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahmah, he mentions that Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam was even strangled by his nation, and he would become unconscious. When he would regain consciousness, he would pray for his nation saying, oh Allah, forgive them, they do not know me. So this was the dua of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, despite the fact that his nation mistreated him. Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahmah, he mentions in his Mirqatul Mafatih that that prophet prayed for his nation, oh Allah, forgive them. The meaning of this is that do not give them punishment in this world. Otherwise, their generations will finish. Obviously, if this nation is punished and they are all destroyed, no one will remain after them. The reason why Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmah mentions this point, meaning that the dua was a dua of a punishment not reaching them in this world and their generations not finishing, rather than the literal meaning of forgiveness. This was because seeking forgiveness for staunch disbelievers, polytheists, this by consensus is not allowed in the Sharia, in the religion. So the prophets would not have expressed this. The another interpretation which is given is that dua which refers to a repentance which necessitates forgiveness, meaning that they repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they attain guidance, and through that guidance, they then attain forgiveness. So it's repentance, guidance, and then forgiveness. That concept, this is what Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmah mentions as another interpretation of this dua of the Prophet. Mufti Ahmad Yarqa Naimi, he mentions a very beautiful point. He picks up on the fact that the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, namely Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, was thinking about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This was his love for the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is a sign of love, that you think about the actions, the moments of the beloved. This is a sign of sincere love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, remembering his actions, relating his actions, and remembering those special moments witnessed by the individual. These are all signs of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Mufti Ahmad Yarqa Naimi alayhi rahmah, he also mentions that this prophet possibly refers to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who was mistreated to such an extent that he was tortured at times and he would become unconscious. And he says that this could be a reference to the account of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam going to the people of Ta'if and preaching to them. And we know the famous account, which we will go into shortly, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was mistreated by the people of Ta'if. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam visited Ta'if, he was accompanied by his slave Sayyiduna Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he approached the influential or rich people of that region. And in particular, the family of Amr was famous. Three brothers were known in that area, namely Abd Yalil, Mas'ud and Habib. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to all three brothers and conveyed the message of Islam. Not only did they reject the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they expressed disrespect for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they actually told or instructed a few people of the area to mistreat the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and they followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They taunted him, they teased him. In fact, they threw stones at the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to such an extent that blood began to flow from the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He was wiping his blessed face because of the blood pouring down. His blessed sandals stuck to his feet because of the blood, they were covered with blood, meaning blood was flowing from his body, reaching his blessed feet. Sayyiduna Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would put himself forward, and he was struck by the stones that these people were hurling at them, and he was covered in blood too. This was a very difficult time, one of the most difficult situations for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam continued to face this mistreatment until he made his way towards some grapevines which were owned by the influential disbeliever of Mecca, namely Utbah bin Rabi'a. And Utbah bin Rabi'a and his brother Shayba, when they saw the state of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, even they were affected by this. They were shocked by what they saw. And the grapes were sent through a slave, a Christian slave by the name of Addas. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said Bismillah before he tacked the grapes. And the man, he was a Christian slave, he was shocked by this behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And he questioned him, and he actually commented and he said that people of this area do not speak like this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam asked him which city he was from, and he said that he was from the city of Nineveh. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is the city where the Prophet Yunus came, and he was a messenger alayhi salam, the way I am a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this Christian slave Addas, he heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kissed his hands and feet and he embraced Islam. So this account of Ta'if was very difficult for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she questioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, was there a more difficult day than the day of the Battle of Uhud? And that's when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the account of Ta'if, and he told her what happened when he went to preach to the people of Ta'if. And he also mentioned that he noticed that a cloud was above him, shading him. When he looked up, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam addressed him and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what these people have said, and I have brought the angel of the mountains with me. The angel of the mountains gave salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he actually said that if you want, I can crush these people between two mountains. These people can be destroyed for the way they have treated you. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not instruct or did not allow the angel of the mountains to punish them, saying that he hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the generations of these people will bring forth people who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will not associate partners with him. Another narration mentioned in Bukhari, عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سيدنا ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه, he reports, he said, لما كان يوم حنين أثر رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرب نحابس 100 من الإبل Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that on the occasion of the Battle of Hunayn, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam divided the spoils of war, preferring some people. He gave Aqra bin Habis 100 camels. The narration continues, Wa'ata Uyaynah ibn Hisn mithla dhalika, and he also gave the same to Uyaynah bin Hisn. Wa'ata nasan min ashraf al-arabi wa atharahum yawma idhin fil qisma. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also gave other noble people, noble Arabs, spoils of war. So he was dividing spoils of war. Some people were given preference. Obviously, seeing this, a certain person commented and he reports, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ, a man said, so a man is seeing this and he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ هَذِهِ قِسْمَةٌ مَا عُدِلَ فِيهَا وَمَا أُرِيدَ فِيهَا وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. So this man criticized and he said that by Allah, indeed, justice has not been done in this division. And he said, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not intended in this. So he criticized, na'udhu billah, the division of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina ibn Mas'ud reports, فَقُلْتُ, I said, وَاللَّهِ لَأُخْبِرَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَتَيْتُهُ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ. He said, I said to him that I'm definitely going to inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So I went to the Prophet and I informed him regarding this. He then mentions the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. فَتَغَيَّرَ وَجْهُهُ, the facial expressions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam changed. حَتَّ كَانَكَ الصِّرْفِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam became red. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ قَالَ, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam then said, فَمَنْ يَعْدِلُ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْدِلِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, that who will be just if Allah and His Messenger are not just? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon Musa. He was troubled, he was offended more than this. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he ends the narration by saying, فَقُلْتُ, I said, meaning I said to myself, لَا جَرَمَ لَا أَرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْدَهَا حَدِيثًا, that I'll make sure, I'll ensure after this I won't tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam anything like this. Meaning that this was something which hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, so he would refrain from telling him anything like this in the future. The message of the hadith is very clear. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam did not punish the man who criticized him. He had every right to. But this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that at times when people questioned his judgment, he stopped the companions from punishing them in any way. He even overlooked their comments or even overlooked their wrongs due to his compassion. This was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. On one occasion, he even said to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that I don't want people to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam kills his companions. So the patience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was so great that he would overlook matters which people, normal rulers would definitely not overlook. And most people would punish or retaliate in situations like this. But at times our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam showed his compassion, incomparable compassion, and overlooked these issues. Another point to keep in mind, when Sayyidina ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, he reported this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this is not classified as backbiting. It is permissible in the Sharia when a person of such, when a person of authority or a ruler, something is, his judgment is questioned or something like this is said, to inform that person of this, this is actually permissible. So it's not like the general situation of telling other people about what was said regarding them. This was more a specific scenario of the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being questioned. It was important to inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed that his decision was a decision of justice. Sayyidina Ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahmah, he also makes this point that if this was sinful or this was something wrong, The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would have condemned it or would have stopped Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and would have mentioned that what he told him was something he should not have told him. So he also mentions this point that in this matter where a respectable religious figure of authority is questioned or something is said about him, in these scenarios it is permissible for him to be informed. And the reason for this is obvious, it's because a person of authority, he has a responsibility or duty of caring for and supervising or looking after people who are in his care. And it's important that if there is a fitna, if someone is questioning something, if some evil may potentially spread, he is able to uproot this, he is able to address this issue straight away, and the door of fitna, the door of evil will be closed. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to reflect upon these matters, to learn from prophetic patience, to learn from the beautiful accounts of the prophets of the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be sincere. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life.